Do me a favor. Everything you thought you knew about elementary school, put it aside for a second. If you visit Carrie Busey Elementary School in Champaign, there's a good chance that you'll learn something new. You'll probably hear students talking or even singing about nutrition.
I love you. You love apples. Remix. Shh, shh. Wiki wiki wee fruit, you should too. We also eat vegetables with you. That's what you're supposed to do.
Those are fourth graders Peja Rowan, Ariani Smith, and Lily Smith. Their music teacher, Mariah Burt, has the entire class compose rap music related to health and wellness. Some students even use body and vocal percussion, like beatboxing.
Eat your vegetables so you can be healthy, so you can get cavities, oh yeah.
So what?
It's one way Carrie Busey has changed its curriculum since 2009. That's when it began implementing an initiative known as the Coordinated Approach to Child Health, or CATCH. CATCH schools get state money over 3 years to revamp lunch menus, add new gym equipment, or expand nutrition education in the classroom.
Don't use cable, go and run. Eat some carrots, have some fun. Play some basketball, play some soccer. After you're done playing some sports, go and have some water.
Bert says the music you're hearing doesn't just stay in the classroom.
Sometimes a kid will be sitting at lunch and see another kid bring a candy bar and say, hey, remember the rap we did the other day? You're not supposed to be eating that whoa food. You're supposed to be eating the carrots on your platter because that's a go food.
So before we go any further, we should probably define the three levels of foods the students at Carrie Busey are learning about. You heard Mariah Burt mention go foods. Those are foods considered most healthy, like fruits and vegetables. Then you move down the ladder to slow foods, like yogurt and cheese, which should be consumed in moderation. Finally, that takes you to woe foods, like candy and salty snacks, which are reserved strictly for special occasions. Remember, it's all about moderation. There's a big poster in the lunchroom outlining these different categories. Gym teacher Wendy Starwalt rewards students with prizes if they eat plenty of go foods during lunch. And to avoid an overabundance of woe foods, Starwalt says the school has designated days once a month for birthday treats.
It was hard for parents to understand why their child couldn't bring cupcakes on their birthday. And we had to help our kids understand why that was happening. So now we're 3 years into that already, and a lot of teachers on the actual birthday have come up with celebrations that don't involve food.
Starwalt came to Carrie Busey a few years ago after teaching at Dr. Howard Elementary School in Champaign. That was the first school in Champaign County to test out the three-year CATCH initiative. But the school wasn't able to sustain it after those initial 3 years. Starwalt says that's because only a few staff members were trained to teach a curriculum centered on health and wellness, and those teachers, like Starwalt, left the school. To avoid that outcome at Carrie Busey, all employees went through CATCH training.
Fiber cleans the places in your body where food passes. And fiber is great because it makes the chances of getting some types of cancer go away.
Elizabeth Wells, a second-grade teacher at Carrie Busey, she's in her second year of teaching the CATCH curriculum. She shows her students how to make a high-fiber snack.
Now, this is rice and corn flakes. And we know that this is high fiber, even though it doesn't say in big words like a Raisin Bran that it's fiber, because it is from wheat. And is wheat grown?
Yes.
Yes. And we learned fiber are things that are grown, but doesn't come from an animal.
The class goes through additional ingredients. As they do, I walk around surveying their knowledge about fiber.
Well, it cleans your body, and it also helps you to get healthier. It lowers our chances of getting cancer.
You should eat more fiber than, like, fat.
Fiber, not fire.
Fiber than junk.
Those were the responses of David Cardarinella, Zakiya Billings, and Tyree Keys. When the bell rings, the kids head out, taking their bag snacks. Wells says after a year of teaching CATCH courses, she thinks more of her students are aware about what they're eating.
And honestly, as an adult, after teaching this for a year, I'm a little more aware and conscious of what I'm eating and looking at the labels in cereal boxes and things like that. So it's even helped me as an adult.
After school is over, about 40 kids pack into the music room. Music teacher Mariah Burt welcomes the group to the first day of dance club.
Now you are all a part of a healthy team and a healthy family that's going to help each other feel good about what we're doing and Make sure that you help other people follow those directions.
After going over the rules of dance club, Bert leads the class in some movements.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stomp, clap, clap, stomp, clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Talia, Atira, Akyla, go in the hallway with Grace and Katie. Work on that right now.
Out in the hallway, right outside the music room, a group of parents watch as 11-year-old Grace Rispoli teaches her peers the dance moves, mimicking what their teacher was just doing.
Now remember, the thing is that sometimes I even forget the second stomp. So we have to remember that, otherwise it won't look the same. And we can't clap first, we have to stomp first.
Nikki Hillier is the Wellness and Health Program Coordinator for the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. She monitors the CATCH initiative in Champaign County. So far, 5 schools in her area have taken part in CATCH. While Hillier says the work to educate kids about nutrition may start at the schools, it shouldn't end there.
You don't want to undermine everything that you've done all day at school by sending them home and, you know, they're having fried foods and, you know, pop for dinner. So it's very important that the parents are on this journey with us.
After all, once these kids grow up, it'll be up to them to teach the next generation about what it means to make healthy choices, one step at a time. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.